Handel's Messiah, originally composed for performance during the springtime Christian observance of Lent, has become a contemporary staple of Christmas celebrations in modern America. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on this 18th century oratorio.
Messiah was first performed in Dublin on April 13, 1742. Handel had spent 24 days writing the music. Charles Jennens had created a libretto that was not a typical sacred text. Every valley. David Hayes is the music director of the Philadelphia Singers.
It's from the Old Testament. It's from the New Testament. It's a phrase of one piece in one book that's attached to another phrase in another book, and yet his librettist somehow managed to create the sense that this was the story as it's laid out. It's a brilliant libretto in the sense that you never feel it's a patchwork.
During the first London performance at Covent Garden in 1743, King George stood during the Hallelujah chorus. No one knows for sure why, but people have been standing for that movement ever since. Hallelujah. Temple University music professor Stephen Zone.
The Hallelujah chorus is something that you always teach in a course, and not because it's so famous. It's sort of a masterpiece of manipulating musical texture. So there's melody and accompaniment, there's very intricate fugal writing, there's everything in between, and all of this happens in the space of just a couple minutes.
However quickly put together, however unorthodox its narrative form, Handel's Messiah became, and still is today, very popular. This Sunday, WRTI will broadcast a performance of Messiah by the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Philadelphia Singers.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.